Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing on in Memoroin, Perek Ches Oisvav, page Kufnun. So on the last Memoroin Shir, which was already a few weeks ago, he discussed the importance of Ha'aratza, of venerating Hashem in the proper manner, having the right ha'aratza for the Rabbi Yishalim. And he explained also the mizmer of Ashrei, of Tehillah David, from David HaMelech, very beautifully based on the seaside. Now he's going to continue and speak something very, very beautiful also surrounding this inyan of Ha'aratza. We'll just get right into it. You really don't need the previous shiurim for this. If you haven't heard the previous, there's a chashav yisoid here that stands on its own. It says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Liyos Shaharatza Hamitit Rak Zu Shemitpa'elet Umitoreret Bahargashat Bahargasha L'Raglei Hare'iyah Rishona. Being that the true Ha'aratza, which is like the true praise, okay, and the true veneration in a certain sense, in when it comes to Rabbi Yishalom, is only that which becomes misoirer. It's only the one that becomes affected and awakened in feeling, when the feeling that you get when seeing something the first time. Whereas the hispilus, that excitement that you have afterwards, is only just like a review on what you had before. And it's no longer, it's not that same time, it's not that same taste of excitement that you have the first time. There's nothing like that first time. When you hear something the first time, the excitement is unbelievable. And when you think about it afterwards, you go into it, it's not that same as the first time. Lachen ikar atzah tavo latid, says Rebecca Moshe, because of that, the ikar, the main aratzah, the main veneration of Hashem, is only going to come in the future. Ace, shekola havayo, tischadesh oz bechidusha amiti, the time where the whole universe, the whole existence, is going to become anew in a true chiddush, bechiddush bilti nifsak, with a never-ending newness to it. Umishal lishal mi regala rega. The world is going to be constantly getting a newness to it from moment to moment, newer and newer, greater and greater giluyim. The Gra talks about this place. Is going to be a continuous, non-stop revelation of new things. Brakim acha brakim, like so to say, lightning, like tremendous, like literally it means lightning after lightning. Kimara bazak, like lightning bolts. Meaning there's going to be gavaldiga revelations, one after another, in the future. Ha'alamas yerutzuv lo yigo, the worlds are going to run without tiring. Chadashim v'bkarim rabam v'nasechel, there's going to be new things every morning. How great is your emuna? B'seid migdal ois shem Hashem, bo yorutz tzadik v'niskav. In the side of the pasuk, which talks about the tower of the strength of the shem Hashem, with it, the tzadik will run and become elevated. Kleimer, meaning, sha'aritzatia b'gilui haniskav, shelo yispalu alav mikoidim. The running is going to be with the Zohar revelation, such an exalted revelation that they never before had such an excitement over. There never was such a thing before. Va'oz ti'aratza masmedes u'shleima b'chol klil hoyde v'hodra. Then the admiration, aratza, the admiration, the veneration of Hashem will be continuous and complete with all its glory, with all the beauty of its glory and splendor. Because the haratzah is one of, it has to have excitement to it, we said. Right? That's how we said. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Meisha said. The haratzah has to come along with excitement, and the excitement is only that first time. So now, after that first moment, okay, then it peters out. That's not the way it's going to be. Lasa lava. It's going to be nonstop. Mikan anu lemedim. Mikan anu oimdim, says Rabbi Yaakov Meisha. From here, we understand. Why we have the nature, why people have the nature to reject the medium, the means to things, and they just chase after the tachlis. They're always, people are jumping ahead, chasing after the tachlis. And due to this, there's a certain negative effect that this has, that people are misrashel, they're lax in the avodah of the shtadlus of filling the jobs of the tafkidim. She'enem merutzim b'mtzoyus, v'roitzim ledaleg aleihem. People aren't satisfied with the middle steps. They want to skip over all the mitzvos. Give me the tachlis. Don't give me the middle. Right? The same thing in different ishtalis that people do. They skip over the middle, thinking, you know, like, I just want to get to the result. But the middle is important. You can't skip it. Well, I'm zoy tos meikara, says Rabbi Yaakov Meisha. But this is a major mistake. It's a mistake from the point, the starting point. Habo l'ragle I avana bulti seifus, which is coming due to misunderstanding. To an infinite misunderstanding, and so does, or a never-ending misunderstanding. V'doymim kish tachlis mugbelas. This he explains over here what he means by that. Bilti seifus. Doymim kish tachlis mugbelas. People are imagining that there's a limited end. There's an end that you could point to, that you could jump to. Ubemis einikim, but that's not true. The whole eternal fortune is dafka, is specifically the never-ending one, the infinite one. Because everything there is just a means to get to the rotzina elyon, the supernal will of Hashem that's in grasp, you can't grasp. The ima, it's infinite. Can't be grasped. And if people would feel that it's not the limit, it's not the border that's the tachlis, it's the limitless that's the tachlis, then they would realize that it's punkfachet from what they think, that it's dafka, the middle, so to say, that's the tachlis. Because you can't get more than that. That's the meaning. We've spoke about this in previous year. It's the process which is the ikar. That's where the ikar greatness is. That's where, because there is no tachlis, there's no end. It's never ending. Memela, the ikar, the process is the ikar. V'shagilu yachem echodim tzoil chaveiro, and every one revelation is merely a means. Merely is a means to the next one. V'chein hala v'hala l'malu l'malu, and that's the same way it goes on and on and on, higher and higher above. And then if people would realize that, they would know to appreciate, to value as ishtadlus, to value the ishtadlus, the trying, the effort, more than attaining the imagined tachlis. Because truthfully, there is no tachlis. And it's dafka, the middle. The middle steps to get to the thing that's the main required or requested or the main point, whereas the tachlis, that is the most true tachlis, is just the middle steps, the climb. It's the climb. It's not getting to the top rung, because there is no top rung. V'loy oid, not only that, ele shekol hagdoras tachlis b'mashu, any being magdir, any classifying something as a tachlis, monea lagamri es abchina ensofit, prevents, holds back completely the infinite bechina shetzarch lahoir b'davar ahu, that needs to illuminate that thing. V'salusa abilting nifsekas, and its never ending elevation. Vein lechaktitza b'netius yosim mezusa koytzim oisai mimasha olagia. And there's nothing. There's no bigger ktitza b'netius, which is an expression used for cutting Hashem off, so to say, from the world, cutting the world away from Hashem. There's no bigger ktsitsa ben atiyus. It's an expression used, and he's applying it to this. There's no bigger ktsitsa ben atiyus more than cutting it off from what it can end up being. If you give it a limit, you've limited it, and you've cut it off from its potential. David Melch Yisrael. And because of this, David Melch Yisrael, who is the one who is designated to bring to the world the never-ending shleimus, lahalos es hamalchus lekisra v'tifarta shel havaya, to elevate the malchus, the kingship, to the keser and the teferis of the universe. These are references, right, to kabbalistic spheres, malchus, keser, and teferis. Malchus being the lowest sphere, to raise that up to the level of the keser and then teferis, which is also higher than the malchus but under the keser of the havaya. Besoid koy oma Hashem, in the side of the pasuk which says koy oma Hashem el kisrov goyalei ani rishon vani acharin v'baladayin elikim, so said Hashem, the king of the Jewish people and its redeemer, I am the first and I am the last, and without me, other than me, there's no God. And the Arizal says, he doesn't say this over here, but he's hinting to it. The Arizal says, Ani Rishin Vani Acher refers to the first sphere and the last sphere, which is the first sphere being Keser and the last sphere being Malchus. And they are one, bringing to that unity where the Malchus becomes raised up to the level of Keser, so that the Ani Rishin Vani Acher is clear that it's one and the same. There's no other God. Who Hashem Yodan? Right, that's David HaMelech's Tafkid. Melech Yisrael, right? Hashem Melech Yisrael, Melech Yisrael. The Melech Hashem is the Melech Yisrael. But down here, the one who shows that, the one who makes that proclamation to the world, is the Melech Yisrael down here, which is David HaMelech. Who Hashem Yodan Lishlo Kol Tachlas Menaylam Hazeh? He was the one that knew to reject any tachlis from this world, any end from this world. V'yodaloyim a ger anoichi baretz, and he knew to say, I'm just a ger, I'm just a stranger in the land. Over medrash tehillim, meaning, what does a stranger in the land mean? I'm not a permanent settler here, I'm on the move, I'm a stranger. Over medrash tehillim, and medrash tehillim, it says, the famous story, I believe, of the Chofetz Chaim, right, that there was a passerby that was going through, and he stopped by the Chofetz Chaim's house, and the Chofetz Chaim apparently lived in a very poor-looking quarters without furniture, and the passerby asked the Chofetz Chaim, "Where's your furniture?" And the Chofetz Chaim said, "Where's yours?" He said, "I'm traveling." So Chofetz Chaim said, "So am I." That's what Rabbi Yaakov Meshach here is saying. Ger neichi baretz. I'm traveling. I'm not here because this is a final destination. There's no tachlis to Olam Hazeh. It's not a tachlis of its own. Or the Medrash Tehillim, and the Medrash Tehillim says, Mad David HaMelech She'omar kol hashiyos v'sishbochos Omar ger anochi ba'aretz. If David HaMelech, all of Hashem, who said all the shiris and sishbachas, he had so much praise for the Rebbein Shalom, and after all the praise for the Rebbein Shalom, he still said, I'm just a ger over here in this land, I'm just a stranger. How much more so us, that we're just a ger ba'aretz. Hakavana, says Rabbi Yaakov Meshach, the meaning of the Medrash is, Dagamshik omar kol hashiris v'sishbachas yoda. Even though he said all the shiras and the shabachas, all these tremendous songs and praises of the Baruch Shalom, Yoda kim kol ha'aratzah she'aritzo yisei b'olam hazeh, he knew that with all the admiration or veneration that they will have of their Baruch Shalom in this world, the fi mashul if negile osa da makuva lo yegiu adayin lebuchin es ha'aratzah amitis. all the admiration that they will have of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in this world, according to what's before the revelation of the that we're hoping for in the future, it still doesn't come to the bechina of a true admiration. It's relatively nothing. Vehikir ba'atzma, and he recognized on his own, on himself, bechinas ger nechibaretz. Whatever, even what David HaMelech had it, that it's still on a level of ger nechibaretz. I'm not there yet. V'amnam bezeh atzma, but dafke in that respect. In how David HaMelech knew to put so far past us, so far away, kiveyachol, the future admiration, right? That he knew how to celebrate the awesomeness of that future haratzah that we're so far from it still. Dafka with that salal derech eleah, he paved the path. To get that, opal bezeh, and he effectuated with this lahamshich bechinas ein sof, to be able to draw that bechina of the infinite one gam oylam hazeh po ba'aretz, to bring in, to draw from that bechina of ein sof down here into this world po ba'aretz, here mamish in the world, in the land, in the world, v'hichshe oisa the kium hayud, and in that way he prepared the world for the kium of the destination of the world, which is going to be Umala Ha'oretz Deya Es Hashem, that even this low Oretz down here is going to become filled with Hashem, filled with the knowledge of Hashem, Kimayim Liyam Mechasim Es Hashem. That was, and the truth is that this goes along with the Bechina that we know David HaMelech has referred to with the Bechina of Malchus. And the Bechina of Malchus, according to the Zohar, is Lesla Megarma Klum. It has nothing of its own light. Meaning, it's the biggest anavo. Ger anochi ba'aretz. I'm a ger. I have nothing. I have no furniture. I have nothing here. It's that recognition that klape the or Hashem, I'm empty and I need to be filled. I need Hashem's or to fill me, and even whatever I get, whatever I learned in Torah, you know, al taksik tov la'atzmecha. Don't hold that and then pat yourself on the back and say, ah, look what I've gotten. The truth of the matter is, I always say this, that today it is important to pat yourself on the back, because it's just the way, the level that we're on, is that without patting ourselves on the back a little bit, we won't have the koyach to go weiter. But make it a very short pat and go weiter, because if you're cutting it off, if you're making a tachlis to what you already got, if you're just gonna, just, you know, yeah, we have an inyan of a siyum, but that's exactly what do we do at the siyum? We say, Hadron Allah, I'm gonna come back to you. And we start the next Masechta to show that we can never just stop. Don't make a tachana. Don't make a stop. Always feel like you're on the go. Ger anochi ba'aretz. I need to fill myself with more Torah. I need to fill myself with more Avodas Hashem. I need to fill myself with more Tefillas Hashem, more Dveikus Hashem. I need more and more. It's never enough. Ger anochi ba'aretz. We should all be constantly feeling that leis Migar Maklom, that we have nothing, we need Hashem's light, we don't have anything unto ourselves, like David HaMelech, and Bez Hashem, Dafka, when we have that anava, we have that feeling of need for Hashem, then we'll be able to sing those Shiris Vishis Bachis of David HaMelech with a Zah Hislavus, with a tremendous eagerness for Hashem, with a tremendous excitement for the Baruch Shalom, and Dafka that, Bez Hashem, is this koyach that we need, where we can be like he said in the previous parak, that anyone who says Tehillah David three times a day is muftach leishu ben elam haba. It's muftach leishu ben elam haba. If we could live that way and say Ashrei, say the Tehillah David, with that kind of Islavos, even touching the Islavos that we should, just think about those words, just think about the Rishulim, how amazing it is. Then it's Muftal Chesh Ben Elam Habo. He'll be a Ben Elam Habo already here in this world. He'll be a little bit of the Bechin of Mola Oretz Deya, at least on our own little private levels, but we should be a level of that. Even our Artsius, even our Gashmius, like the Sefer Chassidus speak about, will be filled Deya Es Hashem. Es Hashem, we should be Zeicha to Shefa Bracha Vatzlocha and Gashmias, and that our Gashmias should be a Kli Kibul for our Ruchnias, which is Mamish, the whole side of Shavuos, which was Hashem we're preparing ourselves for. The Drushes Oinig Yom Tov says that the reason that Shavuos, according in Chazal, it says Kuli Alma, Chetzi Lashem v'Chetzi Lachem, everyone agrees that in Shavuos you need half spirituality, right, learning Torah and davening, and you need half to also have good gashmias, have good food, etc. It's because he says the whole point of the Torah is Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem, is to take the neshama and take the guf. That's, he says, the whole point is that we should be taking a guf, pairing it up with the neshama, attaching it to the neshama. The Shemayim Va'aretz, so to say, the Guf and the Neshama, the Chetzi LaHashem and Chetzi LaChem, together makes the Shleimus of a Yid, which is the whole point of Matan Torah of Har Sinai. Bez Hashem, we should be Zeicha to pair those two together, the Guf and Neshama, like they say, Sus V'Roichvai, that the horse with its rider, and the Sus being the Guf, and the Roichev being the Ruach, the Neshama. Bez Hashem, we should be Zeicha to come to the proper Shleimus b'chaga Shavuos through our serious, important footwork during Sfiras HaOmer, and to a great degree what that really comes out kind of saying, like what we just saw in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, is that the footwork of Sfiras HaOmer is really the Iker. The Torah that we get at the end, you could say, is really the Matana. That's the Matana, that's the Rabbi Yishlo's part to us. But the Iker that he really wants from us is, even after he gives us that Torah, even after he gives us that Torah on Shavuos, he really wants from us another Sfiras HaOmer, to get to another level of Torah. It's the footwork, it's really in a certain sense the Sfiras HaOmer, which is the Iker of everything. So let's use it well.